You said that if we fail, last point, if we fail to help Colombia with real aid, it's going to increase the narco-trafficking problem carried out by the guerrillas. No, I don't think that's quite right. First of all, there's no question of real aid going. We're not giving constructive aid. For example, constructive aid would be the kind of aid that the guerrillas are asking for, and that the Colombian government, incidentally, is asking for. They agreed on this, namely some funding for alternative crops, okay, to allow peasants to produce something other than coca and still be able to survive. So that's being asked for by the FARC guerrillas and the Colombian government. And they're being told, sorry, no, you're going to get chemical and biological warfare and military gunships. Okay? And yeah, that's going to contribute to exactly the same factors that drive people to narco-trafficking. If you make it impossible for peasants to survive, and when they produce the only thing they can produce in order to feed their children, and then you go after them with biological and chemical weapons and gunships, yeah, they're just going to go deeper into the Amazon or cross the border into Ecuador and produce more drugs. Yeah, and the narco traffickers are going to gain by it, and the military will gain. That's more or less the same people, the landowners, who've taken over most of the small number of landowners who've taken over most of the wealth of the country. Yeah, they're going to gain, and yeah, there'll be more narco trafficking. You're right. That's the result of the Colombia plan. Furthermore, it's understood. It is understood that these programs, including the background neoliberal programs that force peasants out of production for local needs, it is going to drive them to producing things like coca. Yeah, it's going to do that. And it's being done with eyes open because they don't care. You know? If that's what happens, fine, as long as the internal injustice remains, as long as U.S. corporations get access to the wealth, free access to the wealth of the country, and as long as there's a way to criminalize the poor population here and get rid of them and frighten everyone else. Those goals are being achieved, and they're being pursued ever more intensively.